Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. Today is November the 10th. 2023, you're not listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit. Man, what the fuck is good, y'all? Man, I miss doing this shit. I miss y'all, and y'all missed me because y'all be telling me y'all missed me. So I'm back. I thank y'all. For real, I thank y'all. I thank y'all, man. Like, your girl be going through it, and like, that's really the main reason as to why I just did not want a podcast. I was going through too much shit. I ain't feel like I could be transparent about the shit that I was going through because I was still going through it, you know. So I didn't want to talk. I didn't want to be a hypocrite. I didn't want people knowing my business at the time. You know, I was really just... ashamed of a lot of shit I was going through and denial about a lot of shit I was going through. So I just did not podcast. But I've been really, really working on me, like just taking care of myself. And I just want to talk about that today. Today, that's what this episode is going to be about, like healing, being spiritual, your awakening, shit like that. You know, everybody. You know, we talk about that. It's very common now. And it be trendy. But I think that people don't understand how many layers it is with healing. And how much is associated with self-care. And even myself, I didn't even realize how toxic of a person I really was. I didn't realize how much I really just did not love myself and how much I really just did not value myself. So just want to talk about a little bit about what's going on and shit. I know if I'm going through some shit, y'all probably going through this shit too, because you know, of course I still been active on social media and there've been a lot of people just following my journey and like knowing what's going on and shit. They be inboxing me and telling me, man, I see you, and you know, you done motivated me to keep going. And I thank y'all because I honestly be having to motivate myself to keep going. And yeah. So oftentimes in this so-called spiritual community, everybody is talking about healing. And everybody is just talking about just embracing the journey. And oftentimes what ends up sparking you to realize that you need healing is some sort of catastrophe or some sort of problem. So, like, normally when you realize that you need to heal or you start taking steps to heal, something of these sorts happen. You recently went through a breakup. You recently went through homelessness. You recently went through the loss of a child. You recently lost your job or just lost your finances or you had health issues or you're having marriage issues or you lost your car or, you know, you got some sort of injury. Normally something like that happens, like some sort of problem happens and we start healing the problem and then we recognize that we have so much more to heal within ourselves. Not like once we heal the injury or once we fix the financial issue or once we start start recovering from losing a child or like once we go through all of those things, we realize that it'd be deeper than the actual issue itself. We realize that a lot of this shit that we have happening to us is because we're not working on our inward. And we're attracting these bad catastrophes. And that's really how I come to a conclusion. So, like, all of that shit that I named, man, I went through damn near every last one of them things. Like, bruh, like, I lost my crib, you know. I was jumping from house to house, staying with my sister, living in hotels, sleeping in my car some nights. That shit was rough. And I was, like, devastated. I lost my house. I lost my baby, and really, I'm going to be 100 with y'all. I'm being transparent because I feel like God want me to tell this to somebody, and maybe somebody might need to hear this, you know? But man, like, it all happened to me, like, back to back. It happened to me. Everything happened to me back to back. It's like I was getting beat the fuck up. I can't even lie to you. You know, I was in a relationship. I was really in love with the person I was in a relationship with, and I really wanted a child. You know, I really, really wanted a child. And so I got pregnant twice and then I miscarried twice, you know. And that last time that I miscarried, the last time was just the roughest because after that, everything happened back to back. And it was just like, it was like a movie. Like, you know, I was so devastated. You know, I really, really wanted a baby. So then when I lost the baby, I lost my apartment probably like the next week. Then after I lost my apartment, a bunch of events after that just start happening. And I really, really start having relationship issues. And we ended up breaking up. You know, we ended up breaking up. We just wasn't aligned. We just was not aligned. It was very toxic. And in the beginning of the breakup, I was so mad. I was so bitter. And I felt like a victim. You know, I felt like, man, motherfuckers did me bogus as hell. And they did. You feel me? Motherfuckers did do me bogus as hell. However, as I started digging deeper into the relationship, I realized that I was never supposed to be in that relationship from Jump Street. I realized that it was so much in myself that was toxic, that poured toxicity into that relationship. You know, I realized that I was already hurt before the relationship. As I started healing, I realized that I was the fucking problem. I was the problem. And by me saying that I'm the problem, me saying is that I attracted that. I attracted that. I settled for that. I thought it was okay to put other people before myself. I thought it was okay to, you know, even if I'm not, something is not sitting well with me and I'm not liking something, I thought it was okay to still just be there. And shit, no, like as I started working on myself, I realized that I was the fucking problem. That it was a lot of things I needed to change within myself, you know? And so that's what I want to talk about. So sometimes too, hold on, shut up, my dog going crazy, let me see what he barking at y'all, hold on. Anyways, my bad y'all, as I started like really healing and focusing on myself, I realized, man, I'm a very critical person. I realized that I really had a lot of anger inside of me a lot of anger. I realize I hold grudges. You know, I talk nasty to people. And I have bad habits, you know. And so as I started reading books that helped me, and one of the books that helped me a lot, like if you're going through some changes and you're just really trying to discover yourself and your power and just really work. Stop, nigga. You bite me, I'm going to beat your ass. I'm going to beat your ass. You want to get out? Sorry, y'all. My dog tripping. As I realized, though, that I was making these changes, I was reading this book. Her name is Louise Hayes. And the book is called You Can Heal Your Life. She got multiple audiobooks available on YouTube. But the main book that helped me a lot, it was called You Can Heal Your Life. She got another one called The Power Is Within You. And she got quite a few. I be listening to her every day, all day. Like, y'all, she a little white lady. She sound like somebody grandma. Like, I call her grandma. Like, I'll talk to her ass when I listen to the audiobook. But, man, she has really opened me up to myself and how I need to have a positive mind frame about myself. And oftentimes she was talking about how in these relationships, you know, the reason why you don't have a good relationship with other people is because you don't have a good relationship within yourself. And I really realized that. So as I started going through my journey, I just cut everybody off. I didn't want to talk to anybody because I realized that I have some unhealthy attachments, and that when I'm going through a problem, instead of me actually dealing with the problem, I'm calling everybody, telling everybody the fucking problem, and then everybody's on my side about the problem, and then I'm feeling like I'm self-righteous and I'm entitled, and I don't make changes to heal. I don't make changes to heal. So I really, in the last few months, have not talked to anybody. I haven't been wanting to talk to anybody, and it's because I really realized how toxic my ways of thinking was. My ways of thinking is, and still is, you know. So as I heal, I recognize the importance of learning to be in solidarity and take that time to not just be there and like escape from problems, but actually heal the problems within myself. So I started working out. I started doing yoga, and both things have helped me so much. And it's so crazy to me, like today, I work out every motherfucking day. I ain't gonna lie to you, y'all. I work out every day. Every day. As soon as I wake up in the morning, I pray and thank God for opening my eyes. Then I do yoga and I work out. Well, and my dog. I pray, open my eyes, let my dog use the bathroom. Then I do yoga, workout. Then I walk my dog after I do all of the working out. And just for me doing that to myself, it has made me feel different about how I view myself. You know, it has made me feel different about the type of things I want to put in my body, the type of things that I want to allow, the type of people I want to associate with. It has made me feel differently. It really has made me feel differently. So if you are going through something right now, and you know, people be saying that, they're like, man, when you go through a breakup or you go through some sort of catastrophe, you should work out. You really should. One of the reasons you should work out, it helps get that stress up out of your body. You know, when you're going through stuff, you worked up, you just feeling crazy, you just can't fucking function. And like me personally, man, I was fucked up over here. I ain't gonna hold you. Cause not only was I, shit, going through a breakup, shit, I ain't had no job. I wasn't getting no sources of income, really. I was just very scarce on my income. And I was like, how the fuck is I'm finna take care of my bills? As I was trying to like take care of myself, I kept getting more and more stressed. More and more stressed. I'm like, damn, I done did all of this. Now I ain't even got no money to take care of myself. Like, Lord, what I'm gonna do? Like, but I needed all of that shit, because sometimes when we have everything together, we think that we can slack or lack spiritually and on ourselves, and we get very relaxed, and we don't realize that working on yourself is not just to help for you, but it's to help for others. You're more enjoyable to be around. You can actually help other people heal. You can actually like just really create a whole motherfucking change on the universe on some real shit. Like, you just being in high vibration and you being the high person of yourself, it helps a lot. Like, it helps other people want to do that. It helps other people want to be around you. It helps your kids. It helps your family. It helps generational curses. It helps you be more compassionate. It's helpful. So, I do recommend, man, if you're going through a hard time, if you're going through a hard fucking time, one of the first things I want to tell you is do express how you feel. Express how you feel. Your feelings are valid about what you're going through. Your feelings are valid about what you're going through. Your emotions are powerful. Your emotions are powerful. So express your emotions. You don't have to express them to everybody. You could journal. You can podcast like right now. You know, you could talk to a close friend or family if you want to, you know. But express how you feel. Then learn your emotions. Learn what each emotion is. Stop staying in one vibration. And like that was me, because I was ashamed of how caring I was. I tried to only embrace one emotion, which was anger. But so much anger, so much resentment, so much like, so much bitterness, you know, it really made me just not thrive in any relationships, not just the relationship that I was in, like romantically, but my own personal relationships. I didn't realize how unforgiving I really was. Like, one thing about me is, like, once you fuck up with me, I'll be like, fuck you for life type shit. And even with my own loved ones, I realized that I had some deeper issues within myself that I needed to motherfucking work on. So just because you feeling something, you're not wrong about what you feeling. Learn what you're feeling. Understand what you're feeling. And embrace every emotion, because when your emotions are balanced and you taking care of your emotions and you respecting your emotions and you really just know what they're used for, your spiritual powers, your intuitive powers, your discernment becomes stronger. It becomes stronger. It's really your protection system. Like, you feeling what you feeling is protection from harm and protection from you lacking spiritually. So learn your emotions. Like, we be so scared to feel. No, feel everything. Feel through it. Even through the breakup. Man, the beginning part was so hard. Like, bruh, I was fucking devastated. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. I was fucked up. I mean, this motherfucking dog finna get a whooping. Hey, shut up! I was fucked up, you know what I'm saying? Like, I really was fucked up. I can't lie. But I'm grateful that I allowed myself to feel that. I'm grateful. Pain teaches you, bro. Pain teaches you. When your body is in pain, it teaches you. And it teaches you also to respect your body, respect how you feel. Don't allow yourself to keep going through unnecessary pain when you don't have to. When you don't have to. So, man, that's all I can say about everything, man. Like, just heal. Just heal. And it gets better. Like, every time, and that's why, like, all praise be to God. Like, I know I'm probably all over the place. They like, bitch, what are you talking about? But I'm just speaking with my spirit right now. But every time that I went through a loss like that, it was because I needed that loss to receive a blessing. And I know people say that, but it's so motherfucking true. A lot of times, we could be blessed very fast and very quickly if we learn to let go. If we learn to let go. And with me, I thought I was letting people go because I just removed people out of my life. I'm thinking I'm letting go. No. That was me avoiding issues. I wasn't letting go because I still had the emotion tied to that person. I just blocked them. So then I blocked the emotion, you know. Let go. Learn to let go. It's hard. And what started helping me let go and what's helping me currently, because I'm not acting like I'm completely healed. I'm still healing. I'm still suffering. But I feel a lot better. I feel happier. I feel more focused upon myself. I have a much more found appreciation and love for myself and physical appearance, mental and emotionally, especially emotionally. I respect and love the fuck out of my emotions. because they have been so powerful. They've been on point with a lot of scenarios in my life, you know. And the more that I'm learning to accept myself and embrace my feelings, the easier it is for me to navigate through life and to navigate, like, well, not navigate, and also to balance, like, the amount of love I have for myself and others. And that understanding that, shit, I come first. I come first. Like, no matter what relationship I'm in, friendship, job, anything. If I don't feel right, and if I'm not fucking healthy, then I gotta make the change. And I gotta make the separations. And I gotta do the work. Me. And because I'm choosing now to really do the work, it feels lighter. It gets better. You know, it really does get better. And I just want to encourage everybody out there, look, that loss you're going through, you had to lose that to get what God got for you. You feel me? And so I'm going to give y'all an example. So like I said, I went through all of them losses, right? I was homeless. I didn't have nowhere to stay. And let me not say that. Lord, forgive me for saying homeless, because I was without house, but I had friends and family that took care of me, that allowed me to stay at their house. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm very grateful. You know, it was a lot going on. I'm very, very grateful, though, for anybody who was there for me during that time. But at the time, I was so frustrated. I was so angry. I was weak. I was embarrassed. You know, I didn't want people to know that I was sleeping in hotels sometime at night. I didn't want people to know that I was sleeping in my car, even my family. I didn't want people to know. I didn't want people to know because I had too much fucking pride. I had too much pride and I was just embarrassed. I was so embarrassed. So for like maybe a month, I really, really just battled with that part first, you know. But when that happened, I ended up getting private duty clients. And so I started just stacking my money up, you know, And I kept trying to find a crib. And everywhere I went, like, I was going to apartments first. Everywhere that I went, I couldn't find no apartment. Like, nobody would give me an apartment. Even when I got the eviction off of my record, nobody still wanted to rent to me. Like, nobody. Nobody wanted to rent to me. So I was over here just fucked up, just trying to figure out, like, shit, where the fuck is I'm finna go? Like, what is I'm finna do? I was really depressed, you know? But I started focusing. I started getting my shit together, like, mentally. And just really started, like, you know what? God, whatever you got for me, I'll accept. That was my attitude, you know? Well, anyways, it probably, like, 3 months after me being put out. So I'm like 3 months into trying to find a crib, and I had remembered that I had wrote in my journal what type of crib I wanted, because before the eviction, I kept saying to my mom, to my ex, I kept telling everybody, man, I want a house. Like, I really want to get a house. I don't even really want to sign this lease over because I want a house. And so I kept saying it. I'm like, man, I want a house. I want a fire pit. You know, I want to be able to give me a dog. You know, I want a washing machine and dryer. Like, I'm listing all of the things that I want. I said this. This was like maybe a year prior before the even eviction. I kept repeating this, telling people this. I even wrote it in my journal. So like I said, 3 months in, I remember writing that shit into my journal. So it was this one particular apartment. They kept saying they could help me. They could work with me. And they were supposed to give me my keys like that Friday or something. Well, that Friday they ended up calling me and telling me that they couldn't help me. And so I was like, man, what the fuck? You know, so I get depressed. I'm sad. So I'm on the phone with my spiritual counselor. I hang out with this older lady. She's like, very, very strengthening to me spiritually, you know. So I'm on the phone with her. I'm like, man, I don't know what the fuck going on. I'm like, I don't know what God want me to do. I'm like, if he want me to leave Indianapolis, I'll leave Indianapolis. Because at this point, I can't keep living like this. Like, I'm tired. I don't know what he want me to do. She said, he got something for you. You just got to hold on. Watch, it's going to come to you. As she's saying this to me, I bullshit y'all not. I swear to God. As she's saying this to me, I get a beep on the phone. I click over. I'm like, who is this? it's a lady asked me, hey, are you still coming to see the house? I'm like, what house? You know, I ain't say it to her, but I'm saying that in my head. I'm like, what house? I ain't filled out for no fucking house, you know. But then I remembered it was a house on Facebook that I really wanted. I saw the house and immediately, like, I wanted it. Like, I felt like, I'm like, man, I want this house. But I didn't apply for it. I had started filling it out, but then I didn't submit it because I was like, you know what? I don't have, it said that you couldn't have any evictions within the last year or whatever. So I was like, all right, I ain't even finna fill this shit out. So I ended up not filling it out or whatever. And I left, you know, I left the site or whatever. You know, like I said, I started filling it out, but I didn't hit submit. So I didn't submit it. I just got the fuck up out of there, you know. So it was that same house. So I'm like, okay. So I get here to meet with the house, and I fall in love with the motherfucking house. I'm like, man, I like this motherfucking house. You know, everything fully furnished. She like, well, I tell her the whole situation. I'm honest with her. I'm saying, hey, you know, I got an eviction. I did end up getting an eviction dismissed. I'm like, and, you know, I have the money. I'm like, but I don't know if you want to rent to me. I just want to be honest with you up front. She said, well, let me see what I can do. She like, because for some reason, God is asking me to help you. I said, okay. I ain't gonna argue with that. I leave. Long story short, she called me back the next day. She said the house was mine, fully furnished. I didn't have to buy dishes. I didn't have to buy pots and pans. I didn't even have to buy cleaning supplies for the first month because God took care of me. He took care of me. Had I not went through that eviction and had I not, like, and really and truly, and I'm going to be 100 with you, I could have probably got blessed a lot sooner had I been willing to let go of the apartment because I was already tired of the apartment. I was already tired of the apartment. I already wanted a new house, but I was not going to let it go. So it happened like that so that I can receive like this, you know, so I can receive like this. It just really was a blessing. It was, and the house had everything that I said I wanted in it. Everything, including the furniture, you know. So I'm telling y'all this and I'm being transparent because I just want motherfuckers to know, yeah, shit be fucked up. Yes, you be going through it, but it's a lesson in it. If we take the time to, instead of being depressed, and we take the time instead of like going all crazy and drinking and just being fucked up. And I ain't gonna lie, I was drinking and smoking, and I still be drinking and smoking because shit, that's my party. But listen, if we take the time, though, for real, to just focus on healing. Focus on healing. Not just on the physical part, but the mental part. Focus on our thoughts and how sometimes we have negative thoughts. And then the negative thoughts start creating negative feelings. And then the negative feelings start making us move with negative actions, making us speak negatively towards people. If we take the time to fix that so that we can be at a high vibrating positive energy, if we take the time to fix that, if we take the time to stop resisting and just go with the flow and allow God to bless us, the blessing comes a lot sooner. So whatever y'all out there going through, don't let that shit have you so fucked up that you forget to love and value your motherfucking self. You the shit. Like, this shit that you got mentally, you know, not mentally, all of this shit physically that we be having, this materialistic shit, the clothes, the money, and all that shit, that's cool, that's great. We need that, we like that, we should desire that, and we should receive that. However, if you don't have that, can you still be who you are? Can you still remain solid? Can you, you know, is that shit on you, or is that shit in you? You know, it's a lesson to ourselves. We speak that shit, but for real, when times get hard, can you remain solid? Can you? And if you can't remain solid, that's okay, but can you pick yourself back up? If you bend, if you fold, can you get back up and stand still? Can you? And what helped me, you know, like I said, what helped me was me opening my mind, for one. I started reading them self-help audio books. I really recommend y'all to read Louise Hayes. I really recommend y'all to start listening to Abraham Hicks. My cousin put me on her. And I was listening to her first, and it really just changed my perspective of how I was attracting more and more bad things. Just think about it, y'all. Have you ever been woke up on the wrong side of the bed, and then after that, everything else went bad because you already just wasn't feeling good? So when you wasn't feeling good, you know, you was feeling mad, you was feeling angry, so you tripped when you got out of the motherfucking bed. You done spilled coffee, you done started yelling at the kids, you done just got all mad, and now the whole fucking day after that is bad because you woke up feeling bad. That's something we can change. We can't change the scenarios a lot of times. We can't change the situation a lot of times. But we can change how we feel. We can change what we think about. We can change how we treat our body. We can change that. So when we start changing that, you start feeling fucking good. And then it's more easier for you to attract the things that you want into your life. So I said that to say this, y'all. Work on yourself. Really work on yourself and do it by yourself and for yourself. And do it for yourself because you deserve it, you know. And I can't lie. Like I said, man, I feel great, you know. Every day I do feel different. Some days I don't feel great. And I allow myself to feel my feelings and I embrace them, respect them, learn them, and understand them. But then I control them. I control how I feel. After I've went through that feeling, you know, feelings are temporary because they serve for a purpose. They serve for you to be more intuitive. They serve for a protection mechanism. They serve for pleasure. And we need all of those things to be complete and whole. So I do allow myself when I have a day where I just don't feel something, or if something happened and I don't feel it, I allow myself to feel that, but then I let it flow through me and get it up out of me. And what started teaching me that, believe it or not, y'all, I swear to you, yoga. Like, I never even knew I could fucking do yoga how I be doing yoga now. Never knew that. I never saw myself doing it every day, like, for no reason. I never saw myself working out every day for no reason. But the moment I changed my mind and I started feeling good about myself and I started dressing and, you know, taking care of my appearance and taking care of my hair a little bit better, you know, when I started doing those things, it became easier for me to keep up and maintain that. You just want to work out. When you look in that motherfucking mirror and you be fully naked and just looking at yourself, kissing yourself in the mirror or hugging yourself, or, you know, that's some shit I do, y'all. Like, that's helpful too. Mirror work. I ain't gonna hold y'all. But when you start doing that, you're like, damn, I want to take care of my body. I want to take care of my body. I want to be around. Like, I want to thrive. And it become natural for you to do those things. So, but anyways, with yoga is all about going with the flow. Yoga is all about connecting your mind, your body, and your spirit. Yoga is all about trusting your body and trusting how you feel so that you can ease yourself into different poses. And like, sometimes, like, I'm starting to get better with like a lot of poses, because at first I couldn't do half of the shit I do now. But as I stretched a little each time and I folded a little bit more each time, each pose become easier. And that really, like, for me, was symbolic about life. Like, each time that you go through a struggle, each time that you go through an obstacle, that shit is making you stronger. That shit is making you flexible. That shit is giving you longevity. That shit is giving you longevity. And it really has helped you a lot. So I do recommend people to get into yoga and to learn their emotions. And of course, keep your prayers, because none of this shit could operate without God. God gave us all of these tools so we can keep doing the work for Him. But definitely, first God, then take care of yourself immediately after that. And I do, I ain't gonna lie, I do recommend yoga and working out. I do recommend, especially yoga. Especially yoga. I ended up going to the yoga studio to do hot yoga. And when I did that, I was like, yeah, I'm doing this shit every day. Every day. It changed my life. It really did change my life. It changed how my body feel. And like I said, when you change how you feel, you can attract things a lot faster, a lot quicker. If you go with the flow instead of trying to control everything and control all the movements, it's just a lot better for you. It comes a lot faster. It really does. Because just think about how quick When you're not feeling good, disaster comes to you a lot faster. Problems come to you a lot faster. So don't keep on letting yourself go through the same things, because this is where I realized I had a pattern of this. I had a pattern of this negative feelings, negative thoughts, and negative emotions. I had a pattern of this because instead of me standing up for how I feel and taking time to tune in to myself, I would feel like I was wrong for being selfish, quote unquote. But fuck that. I ain't got no motherfucking kids. It's just me and my dog Blanco. And I deserve to put me and my motherfucking Blanco before the world. And I deserve to experience happiness. And I deserve to receive help. And I deserve to receive support. And I'm not talking about, and this is a big one for me, I'm not talking about what people can do for me physically, what people can do for me financially. It's not that for me. For me, it's spiritually. If I'm not aligned with you spiritually, that's a big problem for me. I really love when people, if I fall off course, they can re-guide me spiritually. If I feel like that I'm weak, they can pray for me and I feel uplifted, because that's what I give. I give that, so why am I not receiving that? I am deserving of that and I do receive that, you know? So, I love y'all. I hope this episode was helpful. I'm going to be back having these conversations with y'all. And I'm going to be doing Facebook Live. Now, my live's going to be a little bit more lit. So, if you ain't following me on Facebook, follow me on Facebook. Quaymo Jones. We're going to be live on Sunday. Shit, we're going to have a little drinky drink, a little smoky smoke. And we're going to get it in. You feel me? But I love all of y'all, man. Today, work on your healing. Don't let anybody make you feel bad about who you are, or don't let any of those circumstances that you're going through make you feel like you're not that bitch. Because it's not on you, it's in you. I trust my intuition at all times. I'm a radiant soul. I let go of past feelings that no longer serve me. I feel joyful about the future I'm creating for myself. People respect me and I respect others. People value me and I value others. My boundaries are sacred and I'm allowed to protect them. All I ask and all I seek is within me already. Sex is a sacred connection. I trust in my true purpose and I am worthy. I am complete just as I am. My emotions are in balance. I am happy, I am free, I am peaceful, I attract all good things of the universe, I attract healthier relationships, I have an abundance mindset and it works for me, I receive what I desire, money comes to me, money flows to me like a magnet and money works for me, I'm a money magnet, I attract good people, I attract good men and women, and I honor me. I love God. He protects me and blesses me. I radiate love and love fills my life. Wonderful new doors are opening for me at all times. I love y'all. If you need some affirmations, you can listen to those.